Good afternoon. This is James Franklin from the National Hurricane Center with the 12 p.m. update on Hurricane Sandy. Sandy has 90-mile-per-hour winds. It's making its turn towards the coast of New Jersey, expected to bring life-threatening flash floods, hurricane-force winds, heavy snows, and storm surge. At this hour, still a lot of thunderstorm activity over the center of Sandy. We are expecting a transformation from a hurricane to a more wintertime low over the next several hours, expected to make that transformation, but it's not going to change the impacts that are going to be felt from New England all the way through the mid-Atlantic states to the Carolinas and points inland. We have a number of hazards that we need to talk about first. Let's show the track here, and we've got Sandy about to turn towards the northwest, moving towards the coast. We expect landfall this evening, sometime around perhaps 9 o'clock, give or take 2 or 3 hours. The speed seems to be picking up a little bit on the last few satellite images, so we're talking about a landfall this evening. The hurricane-force winds are going to reach the coast a few hours before that. We already have tropical storm-force winds in southern New England, across Long Island, and they will continue to spread further and further west and into the more southern regions as we go later on into the afternoon. The biggest concern is storm surge, where we could see 6 to 11 feet of inundation. The areas that we're most concerned about is Raritan Bay, Long Island Sound, 6 to 11 feet there. A larger area along the New Jersey shore and up through Connecticut of 4 to 8 feet of inundation flooding, that surge plus tide, that's water above the ground. We also have the hurricane force winds that will extend from southern New England through the New York area, through the Delmarva, into the Washington, D.C. area, certainly in gusts. And one thing to keep in mind is that the winds in high-rise buildings, we're talking about New York City, talking about Philadelphia, that the winds increase very rapidly above the surface. A 30-story building could have winds 25 miles per hour stronger than at the surface. Rain is also a significant threat, 8 to 12 inches through much of the mid-Atlantic states. And as we saw in Irene with inland flooding, kind of a surprise threat that people didn't think about, that's going to be a problem both along the coast and well inland in this event. And to complicate matters further, heavy snows through West Virginia, 2 to 3 feet, with snowfall west of that into the Ohio region. So we have a whole slew of very dangerous impacts. The weather is already going downhill. It's going to take a couple of days to clear out. So please be safe. Listen to the advice of your local officials. Don't be in an area where you've been asked to evacuate. This is James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center with the 12 p.m. update on Hurricane Sandy.